Are you interested in the various jobs being done and programs offered in your communities?
Yeah, I want to know about stuff.
Where should you turn to for such information?
The anticipation is killing me!
What better place than straight from the horse's mouth? It is time for your What Do You Think program, presented by WLEW and WHST. Here's your host with today's topic.
All right, we are getting a fresh start in here for you folks. My apologies on that. I did check all our equipment and everything, and we are getting a fresh start in here for you for today, folks. Apologies about that for having to put you off a little bit there. I had all the equipment checked and everything, but then I'm not sure. I assume I missed something. That's what I assume. But Matt, being the uber professional that he is, he only screamed at me while we were off air. I'm just totally kidding. So just to reintroduce everyone to what we've got going on today, this is our What Do You Think program. I'm Nick Johnson. I'm hosting it for you today, and I'm joined today by Matt Osborne, and he is the weatherization intake specialist for the Huron Development Commission. And so we're just going to pick right back up from the beginning because we were so quiet, not sure what anyone might have missed. So good morning, Matt, again.
Good morning again, you? Nick. I'm doing real good, although I have to ask you, before we get started today, I had a second time to listen to the intro jingle, and it said straight from the horse's mouth. So in this conversation, am I the horse? Are you the horse?
You know,
Are we like horses together?
I'll put it, so I thought about that before, after I made that jingle, and I thought, boy, I hope people don't take that the wrong way. So what I'll say is this. You are the horse, but that's a good thing because I am the jack anyways.
Yeah,
the
okay, dog, that sounds good. Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So
put it together. Yeah.
You know, as long as you're right next to me, you're going to look great. I'm like that person that you keep around that way no matter how badly anyone else does. As long as I'm there, I'll do worse. And everyone else
shine
will
a nice light
a
on
shining
things. Yeah,
star.
Yeah.
So,
well now that we got that straightened
now
around.
Now that we got
yeah.
that straightened around and we're, you know, we are back on track, it looks like. So
yeah. So we were talking a little bit, Nick, earlier about our weatherization program, and one of the things that I wanted to point out was that, you know, while it's exciting to be here right here in Bad Axe for Huron County, mm-hmm. And having our office right there on the main strip by the sporting goods store there, we do service weatherization in Sanilac County, Lapeer County, as well as Tuscola County. So, you know, because I know the radio waves, sometimes if people are catching us there, they're at work, wherever they
sure.
live, and yep. we're all kind of a close-knit community, the thumb, if you will.
The
so,
thumb area,
you know,
highways,
we kind of
yeah.
take care of the thumb, so it's nice to know that, you know, if you're hearing this today, while we're coming to talk to our Huron County folks, we do service a greater
These other
area.
Areas
yeah.
as well, right.
Yeah.
That's why I think for a while, instead of saying local news when we did our newscast,
yeah.
because there's always a heavy debate and everyone is a little different. Well, no, this county is local. All these counties are local. And so we started saying thumb area news.
Yep.
Because we do reach, like you said, all these counties that you're talking about and that you guys reach and service as well, which is great because, you know, that covers a broad swath of various families and people who might need help such as this with
yeah.
the weatherization program. And we were talking a little bit off air that, and I couldn't remember, I'm honestly within the last 3 to 5 years that me and my wife and family, we actually had you guys out. And,
oh, great, yeah.
At our house and did a lot of great things. And I can remember specifically did some insulation work for us and then some seals around some of our doors because we, unbeknownst to us, we're losing quite a bit of that. And so that was just a couple of things, but I'll let you talk more about, you know, the different various things and kinds of stuff that are going on and available. I know we've got some things on the giveaways doing even, so
yeah, we got some exciting things that are going on, you know, right here and now and for this summer. So, yeah, if we're taking a look at some of those things, let me tell the folks a little bit about what weatherization is.
Yes, please
in
do.
In a nutshell.
Yes, please
and
do.
So this program has, like I said, a longstanding program for 50 years, and it's an income-based program through the Energy Department
okay.
through a grant in the state of Michigan. And so what it does is it's seeking to reduce energy. And so while that
yep.
sounds exciting to some, but it might not, you know, sound newsworthy to some others, but
yeah.
in the economic times we're living in right now, I think everyone's looking for a way to save a little money here and there so it's not such a heavy cost burden on us.
In every way they can. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
You know, and
everyone
so,
can relate to that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to save a little bit, be more efficient, have some more money in their pocket. Well, the Energy Department wants this program to help reduce energy usage.
Yeah.
So that's great, but for us, if we use less, we pay less.
It translates into more money in your pocket.
That's what I'm saying. You know, right. I'm thankful that I have a place to live, but when I have to cut that utility bill check every time, you're like, why is it so high?
Well, exactly.
Turn the lights off.
And then sometimes, you know, just with the cost of everything, everything's going up. So if you can save, you know, $100 here, $100 there, $100 there over the course of the year, simply by some of the stuff you guys are doing, it's like, hey, you know, that starts to make a difference.
Right. And, you know, one of the biggest, sources of wealth that homeowners have is their home.
Yes.
So, I mean, these are not only just saving you monthly and having used less energy, which is always good for us to not do that, but it also lets us, you know, do something that's really going to help your investment, you know, help your house. So this is an improvement that's going to last a while. Now, one of the things that we're kind of running into now as we have over the history is we have different materials that we use or different procedures, you know.
Yeah.
Way back when we first started this, there were certain, you know, access to materials, certain processes that we had. Mm-hmm. Well, every 15 years, like if you had weatherization this year.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it again till at least 15 years passed
because
usually we have different materials, better ways of doing it. You know, they last a little bit longer, different techniques.
Yeah. Well, technology, kind of it progresses. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, like we just look at the world of cell phones. I mean,
I think about
what were they like 15 years ago?
I think about that all the time. And in a relative view of history, you go back 100 years even, and, you know, people are still just barely getting off a horseback.
Yeah.
And now we've got, like you said, a cell phone in our pocket that's exponentially more powerful than what we use to send people to the moon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, in some of the homes that we're looking at, I mean, let's just be honest, where we live, some of them are old farmhouses, you know, they're 100 years old or so.
Especially in these rural areas.
Yeah.
My home is the same way.
Oh, so you know what I'm talking about.
You know, I think it was like, 1940. And some go back even farther than that. But, you know, it's an old home. So
one of the things that our diagnostic testers do, and I might be getting a little bit ahead of myself, but no, we'll get back to it,
we'll
folks.
We can do lots of circles around here. We're good at circles.
Is one of the things that I think is really interesting that they do is they have an infrared camera to take a look at where your fixtures, your insulation, like what's going on behind the eye. And it's always interesting because, again, back then, you didn't have insulation, or if you did, people used like old newspapers, or like you'd see socks and old, like, you know, they would put stuff back there they weren't using, and you're like, what?
Something,
but
it's something, right?
They didn't know. They were just, let's try to do something.
Whatever
so,
we can, try to innovate with what we've got available.
So, you know, and now they have things like spray foam and whatever that kind of fills in the nooks and crannies
everywhere.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
And kind of to what you were saying a little earlier is that, you know, you couldn't see that there was an issue, but you could feel it, and you're thinking, when you feel that, you're losing so much energy, and the way to really reduce energy uses is to make sure you're not wasting what you're using.
Yeah.
You know, or the furnace isn't kicking on so often in the winter because your house is retaining that heat. And same thing now with it being, air conditioning.
It's
season.
The same,
It's
the same because it's not cheap to run your heat. It's not cheap to run an air conditioner.
Right.
So whatever the time of the year is, you're dealing with the same beast, so to speak.
Yeah, and the improvements that we do are going to help out both
sides
of the weather.
Absolutely. Well, and it's like you said, some of that stuff you were talking about with the infrared and the different things you use to the thermal stuff you use. That's great because specifically what we were talking about was one of our doors. You couldn't even see light through it. So you just assume it's sealed, you know?
Yeah.
But then they pointed out while they were there, they're like, well, put your hand over this crease. And it was like, oh, there's quite a flow coming in or out depending on the pressurization of the day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and either way, if you've got it coming in and it's hot, you're defeating the purpose of your air conditioner. And if it's going out and it's hot, you're defeating the purpose of your air conditioner.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and so when we're looking at this, it makes us feel good because this is a program where, you know, and I'm from the thumb, you know, grew up here and things like that. And so it feels nice to know that we really are doing the service in our communities. And I think it's making a positive, you know, change and helping out in our community, so they're
absolutely.
You know, just better all around.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's that nice. It's nice to see the fruits of the labor, actually be able to see it, like you said, locally. Because sometimes things become almost abstract. You know, you see, you know, these programs got done over here in this country or over here in this state or over there. And it's like you still have that feeling of like, oh, that's good. But it seems like it hits a little more real when it's actually next door.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I have a child that's still in school, and it's nice to know, you know, that that we're helping out families, you know, like that she's going to school with, or our neighbors and things like that. So we're getting kind of all over, but
That's all right. That's all right. There's lots of things to talk about and benefits.
Yeah, you know, and so I guess maybe one of the things that would probably be helpful, Nick, is to tell people, like, well, what exactly, now that they know a little bit about the program, what it is or set out to do, like, well, how do you know about it, or how could you get qualified, or if you have more questions, stuff like that?
What's the starting point?
Right, exactly. Well, we do have a couple of different ways to get a hold of us, and because the first and foremost is it's going to take, you know, 2, 3, 4 minutes for us to see if we can pre-qualify you, because it is an income based program, right? So I'd invite you to call and check with us, and we can talk to you a little bit about it. But that's all it takes to see if we can pre-qualify you. Then we have some more information and an application to fill out. But you can call a toll-free number, and we figure that would be best because it reaches all of our counties, so we don't have to have local numbers. So
that way, wherever you're calling from,
be direct. I can give it a couple of times now, and then maybe at the end we can
hit it a few times, right?
Because
I always feel like repetition is what makes it stick.
Yeah.
That's why you go through learning the same thing 30 times in school before the test comes.
Yeah,
know,
absolutely.
In 30 different ways. So.
So if you don't mind, let me give that
please,
so people can jot
absolutely.
It down. It's 1-800-843-6394. One more time, at least right now, is 800-843-6394. And if you're like me, you know, a lot of times you can't always reach for your phone because you're doing something, you're involved in something, but we're multitaskers, right?
Right. Right.
So we do have a website. It's www.hdc, Human Development Commission, -caro, C-A-R-O, .org.
I was on that website a little bit yesterday trying to kind of familiarize myself a little bit more, you know, with some of the stuff. I mean, I kind of had an idea because I've gone through it with my family myself. And but the website, too, it's a very nice website. It's very clean, very user-friendly. It's not confusing.
I mean, it navigates really well.
The navigates, that's the word for it, because, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, a website, because some websites just aren't put together that well.
Right.
And they're very confusing, very not user-friendly. But I thought your guys was beautiful. It was set up very simple, very easy to know exactly where you want to go to. You click this and like, oh, that's where I need to go to.
Yeah, and I'm talking about weatherization today, but, you know, absolutely. I love the work that the Human Development Commission does. It's been doing a lot of really neat programs for people and families that live around there. So, you know, obviously I love it because this will get you to, you know, the website. Please check it out because there's a lot of different programs out there that we might not be talking about today, but just there's so many different things from young families to seniors to kids, all in between of programs that we have. So I hope people will check it out.
That's what I kind of noticed, too. It was like, oh, wow, there's a lot more than even when you think weatherization, you think a certain maybe within a certain framework of what that means, but you go on your website and it's like, oh, there's a wide breadth of things that are offered and things like that. And I can say, even from, and I know it's been a few years, but, and I guess I can say it was really easy for me to get in touch with you guys because my wife handled all that.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, we're talking about that, right?
Right. But I can say it was not bad for her either. It was a simple process. Like you said, you start with a phone call, and then if you can qualify, it's like there's some paperwork to fill out, but it's no worse than just having to fill out the paperwork at a doctor's office, probably even less time-consuming, and the benefit you get from it definitely in the scales outweighs the little bit of time you got to spend to check into it.
It's a total investment, and if it's something that we unfortunately couldn't qualify you for, it's a couple of minutes.
It's not like you wasted, right?
Yeah.
It's not, yes, exactly. If the worst case scenario, if you didn't qualify, you've lost nothing.
Right.
I mean, and nothing as far as time or anything like that. So
yeah, and we were talking about the four county offices. You know, we have one here. You know, we have one in every county that we help out with. We have one in Caro, which is our main office, right, for all these four counties. We have one right in Lapeer. We have one right in Sandusky for Santa Ana County. And we have one right here in Bad Axe for Huron. And so I think it's nice, too, because when we have to gather, so many times people will hear, oh, it's HDC-Caro, or so it must be in Caro, so I have to go to Caro. And you're like, no, we have remote offices because we we want to meet you where you are. Know? And right. So often we can make it easier because you have some shopping to do, usually in the county seat, or you have business or appointments to go. So it's sort of a, we can help mm-hmm. schedule things that are easier for us to get together. And I think that's less of a burden too, because we are trying to meet people's needs and we're not trying to put a wall up for them to be able to connect with us.
Right. You know? Well, it's good you pointed out on that too, because as I was going through, I think the only information I had that I could find right away was just human development. So it was like Human Development Commission, Human Development this. And then I figured out it was the Human Development Commission, and I went to the website. And that, like you said, it threw me a little bit at first because it was HDC
right.
Hyphen or dash Caro. And I thought, oh, is this the right
one? Right.
Because it's yeah. just for the Caro. But then within, you know, 30 seconds as I started clicking on a couple of the indexes, I'm like, oh, yeah, because you click on this index and right here it says Huron County, Tuscola County, Lapeer. And it's like, oh, okay, that's just the – happens to be the name of the website.
Yeah.
But that is where – if you so if you're seeing a HDC-Caro, you're in the right spot. You
yep.
find your index tab and you can get to whatever local branch information you need right from there.
Yeah, and speaking of connection, we do have a Facebook page as well. So if you look for the HDC, you know, Caro, the Action Community Action Agency, you'll be able to find us right there on Facebook too if you search there. So
that's on the HDC Community
yeah.
Action is
yep.
what you would search for on Facebook
yep.
there, yeah.
Community yep. Action Agency, yep.
Very good.
So it's always nice, you know, in a program like this, I think sometimes, too, it's really important because, you know, sometimes we just want to get the word out there, too. But also, this gives me an opportunity to maybe address some of the misconceptions.
Yes.
You know, that helps, yeah. I think, so people don't get confused, is sometimes, and I'll say it comes up just, for instance, the more so it comes up is usually when we're trying to help someone out and they might be on a fixed income where they weren't before. You know, like maybe they're a senior, they've retired, so now your income
is changed. And so they changed.
Yeah. And so they're like, well, I don't take handouts. And
yeah.
I want to be real clear, yeah. Nick, what we're doing is not a handout program. It's a grant from the state of Michigan. So, like, tax dollars pay into this entity,
yes.
right? And the energy, you know, department uses some of those funds for this. So it's not a handout. It's a program that is funded.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to fund and help people out. And so I think it's just really important to know what we do is meet people's needs. But it's never anything like where it's like a charity or it's like a handout. This is simply, if you qualify for this, this is a program that is fully funded, you know,
yep.
by the state. And that's not what it is. And
right.
sometimes, I think especially here in the Thumb, I think we have a lot of pride here in the Thumb. And I
yeah.
think that that's a good thing.
It's not a bit, right. It's,
yeah.
it's like everything in life.
Yeah.
It can be a double-edged sword.
That's exactly right.
Know?
So some of that toughness that we have, that
yep.
grit that we have
that
here in the Thumb.
That get us through a lot.
Yeah.
Can also hinder
gives us
a
little bit of that stubbornness,
yeah,
right?
A little
so
bit too.
I just, yep. I wanted to address that because I want people to think like, hey, if they're thinking about talking to mom or dad or maybe them themselves
yep.
are trying to look at this program, please don't look at it that way.
Well,
look at it. It's been around for 50 years. So even, and I know I'm specifically speaking to my senior, you know, people right now, but it goes
mm-hmm.
for everybody, especially if you're retired.
Yeah.
You've paid into this for your entire career that other people have gotten helped out from your, you know, your working. Well, now, you know, the younger workers are helping out, you know, your age demographic. So it's,
yeah.
it kind of goes full circle. And I just don't want people to think that this is a program they shouldn't look at because they don't think they deserve it or they think that it should go to somebody else.
Well, I think that's great that you brought that up because it reminds me of when we were first talking about it, again, just personally to add some leverage to what you're
yeah.
saying and some veracity to it, is that I kind of was a little bit like that too when my wife first brought it up to me and kind of had that feeling of like, I don't know, I don't feel good about it. And, you know, I don't know, you know, there's other many of the things you said exactly, like, I don't know, do I deserve it? And I feel a little weird about it, et cetera, et cetera. But that goes back to the point you were saying, too, is like, look, you've been working, people have been working for a long time, and they've paid taxes.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
so it's like you said, like, look, it's not a handout. You've paid taxes for however many years you've been working too, and so people have benefited from the taxes you've paid in, and you know, it's not a handout, it's available.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be, even if you don't take it, the money's going to be there.
Yep.
So
yep.
you know, if you find yourself in a situation where you could use it, then absolutely.
Well, and I'm hoping too that not just because it's what I do,
okay, you're right.
But I I live here for a reason, raising my family here for a reason. I want to be in Thumb. I want Thumb to be healthy, you know? And so it's interesting when you say that, because you're absolutely right. People will be able to use these grant dollars. Yeah. I selfishly, right? Good kind of selfishness, I think, yes, for our listeners, yeah, is I want some of these resources to be available to my community, to the Thumb of Michigan. And so if we continue to show the State Department that there's a need here, then we'll continue to get grant dollars. But if we don't get it, so, I mean, you're kind of doing us a favor, because understand too, we have 3 work crews. Mm-hmm. So we have people's vitality, their jobs, their source of making a living for their family is reliant on getting weatherization people so that they can provide to their families. So it is one of those things where really we're helping each other out.
Absolutely.
We really are.
Well, and it's like we talked about again a little bit off air, you don't always realize just how interconnected everything mm-hmm. is. And so, and that's with that too, again, you know, these funds are made available because they see a need is met. And so you convince them to, okay, here's grant money to be able to do this. Because, yeah, you've proven there's needs that need to be met. But if people don't use it, then by the time the next time comes around to use a grant, it's like, well, maybe not. You guys, right, you know, we gave you this grant money. Nobody's using it. So why would we continue to allocate it to that? Yeah. You know, and so then you might lose a program that is extremely beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, extremely beneficial. So that's an awesome point as well.
Yeah, so we're trying to do that. And, you know, and as I'm looking at the time here, there's a couple of things I also wanted to lay out,
yeah,
Nick,
please,
for us,
yeah,
and the listeners, because I thought, you know, hey, we had some of those technical things, and so we wanted to get onto a few things here if I could.
Well, no, and please, yeah, don't feel like you have to rush. We're okay. We're okay. Okay. Listen, we can work all that other stuff out. So,
oh, excellent,
please,
excellent.
I want you to be able to get in everything you came to talk about.
Yeah,
today.
Well, there's an urgency, and something that actually gets me pretty excited for our people right now is if you qualify for weatherization and we complete the work at the home between now, because it's currently going through the end of September, September 30th, we're having a promotional giveaway as part of awareness, because
yep,
so many people, you know, you can get, it's right on your mind when you're using so much energy in the wintertime.
Yeah.
It's front and center. You have to stay warm. Stuff's going to freeze if you don't have, you know, that kind,
yeah,
of thing. You know, you got to sleep and all those kind of things. So there we're usually hitting, especially here in the Thumb, with high heating bills. So it's on everybody's,
yeah,
mind. And then when it starts to kind of cool, warm up and things like that, people aren't so focused on we need this done. But you don't understand. If you call us in November, we might not get to it, you know, unfortunately, because there's a lineup until,
right,
after the winter season's over.
Right.
So right now's the time when some of those heating bills are down to get the work done. And the weather doesn't play a factor because it's a longer day. We don't run into snowstorm, ice storm, that kind
you
of thing.
You can actually get maybe,
yeah,
some more work done.
So we get some things done, but we're also trying to incentivize people to do it. And it's interesting because we picked a couple of things that we have for this incentive giveaway, and I want to tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah, please.
But it's totally free because, remember, this is a grant.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get on people's minds because what we don't want to have happen in this season now, when, you know, some bills kind of have gone lower a little bit as far as,
sure,
utility, is people to go, I'll get to it after summer.
When it gets,
you know,
yes,
yeah, or I'll address,
yeah,
it when it's then. But by then, I don't want to say it's too late, but why not get it done now so this winter will be a little bit more efficient?
Well, it's kind of like the philosophy of buy your winter clothes in the summer and buy your,
yeah,
summer clothes in the winter.
Yep,
you know,
it takes,
I mean,
a little bit of planning, but you get, right, it cheaper and you still
know,
have it.
And everyone kind of understands that. I'm like, oh, this time of year, it's a good time to get it done because A, B, and C.
Yeah.
And so, like you said,
we're
if you really think
people
about it, exactly, if you really think about it, like, yeah, maybe the bills aren't hitting you as hard now, but it's a good time to get it done.
Yeah,
you know?
And I know with kids being around and things like that, like, summer is just a interesting time.
Yes.
Some of the,
yes,
different calendar time. But I would like to get this on people's calendars. So let me tell you about the three. We have an incentive for, like I said, anybody that does weatherization and completes the process, and we do some work on the house through now till the end of September. We have a choice of one of three, prizes, I guess.
I see,
say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the first one is a portable Blackstone griddle. Now, it's a little one that's like a 17-inch. It's just, it can sit outside, kind of go camping with you, something you can throw on the tailgate,
yeah,
or outside. So these seem to be picking up a lot of steam. You know, I have one and things like that, so I personally know it is very fun to use.
Yeah, well, they look like it. It's like the new George Foreman grill, but
yeah,
maybe even a little cooler.
And that's what I'm saying. It's a name brand thing. So we're trying to bring you something that's quality because we want these prizes to also reflect this is something that's worthwhile.
These aren't just like the tiny little frisbees you get. You get a free gift and then it's like a 3-inch frisbee.
Yeah, this can be something you're going to be having
for a while.
I'm looking
at them right here, folks. And these are good gifts. These are actually good gifts here. It's not just the chintzy wind wheel that you blow into three times and it falls apart. These are good gifts.
These are something I think are going to enhance our lives.
And, absolutely.
We have is my personal favorite, don't let that go as far as you want, is the Ninja Foodi All-in-One. And this is really nice because obviously you can use it outside, but it's usually a countertop in the house.
Yeah.
And it does, it can grill, it can air fry, which is a safer way to make french fries.
I was
going to
say, it looked kind of like it could, and I wondered,
We've had some people that do some baking in there. You can do like dehydration if you're making like jerky or things like that.
Oh, wow.
And so it's just a really neat tool. And I think especially, again, when you're eating for one and you're figuring out what you want to make, so if you're a smaller family, or even if you have the kids, this is a great way to throw some chicken strips and some tater tots in there.
Absolutely.
Cook it all at the same time.
Boom. Loves, and all we have is an air fryer. It can't even do as much as this does, but that's the new thing is the air fryer,
it's a little healthier for you, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, this food will be done before your oven even heats up.
That's what she loves about it too, is besides the fact that it's a little healthier, she can get something whipped up a lot quicker.
Real quick,
than
right?
Through other means.
And then so in the last one we had three. We had the portable Blackstone griddle, the Ninja Foodi all-in-one grill, and then finally we have the Echo Show with the Blink camera, and that goes through, Amazon Alexa service. And there's just a screen there where sometimes people can use it to in the kitchen or main room for, internet access, songs, recipes, stuff like that. But with the camera, it allows you to connect with a different, so maybe there's a baby's room or something like that, or, the kids are playing. Or sometimes, if you grew up in a house I did, the teenagers were all upstairs.
Right.
So you just
kind
of bellered up there like, it's dinner time. Right. So you can put a camera up there to be like, hey, guys, and then go right through and be like, I'm serving stuff up, so get down here. So
look, it's ready.
Yeah.
So the next step is shot collars. So
And we want to avoid that.
We want to try to avoid that.
We don't want to be responsible for those things.
Right.
So we're saving kids and shot collars, dozens of times.
Yeah.
So, again, this summer, for some incentive for our weatherization program, we have the Blackstone portable griddle, the Ninja Foodi all-in-one, and the Echo Show with the Blink camera. I think those are all things that are helps in people's lives.
They're practical.
Solid.
Very practical.
You're not going to have to look for a need. One of these things will meet a need for you.
Yes. Between these three things, you're definitely going to find some benefit in your life.
So we're hoping that with this, it might be literally a little bit more incentive to say, let's use this warmer weather time now to make sure that we're in a really good spot. And hopefully this will get some people excited. I mean, I have all three of these things, and I've used them before we ever used them for an incentive, and things like that. So they're all practical things that I hope would allow people to say, hey, maybe I need to make this phone call now. My initial phone call. Let's see what's going on.
Well, for sure.
And qualify for this giveaway.
Because what you're going to end up finding, again, just speaking on my own experience, what you're going to end up finding is that it'll be great to get the gift, but you'll find that the incentive really was enough just to get the weatherization done,
absolutely.
Too. But on top of it, if you're getting a free gift, hey.
Yeah, I always like that if I'm going to get something great done anyway. And one of the things, too, is we talked about home improvements, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things I also wanted to mention, too, was that tangibly, yes, this is meant to have you use less energy. It's meant to look at some of your insulation, meant to look at some of your venting, some of your seals, some of your lighting and things like that.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to mention quickly that it also has a root in health and safety.
Yeah.
And so, without taking up too much time, I did want to share with you, there was one particular instance, this was years ago, and I'm not going to use any names, but there was a time when a small family was set up for weatherization, and they were actually, in the last few weeks, they were feeling ill.
Ill, okay.
Okay, so we actually put in carbon monoxide detectors. Well, come to find out, their baking business, they had a leak.
Okay.
And so our work helped kind of alert that this was here, and it was getting to, it was affecting their health. So
possibly even saved a life.
Exactly.
Or a
few.
We
don't know countless people
that's
who.
Being hyperbolic, I mean, carbon monoxide is nothing to mess around with.
The silent killer, you don't know till
it's
too late.
That's what I was just going to say. You don't, by the time you know, well, it's going to be other people that know because you might not be around to know.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this going, I love that we're taking care of things like that.
Yes.
Because yeah. they didn't know.
Right.
They were trying to make a living with their business.
Just trying to survive.
Yeah. And yep. so not only did we weatherize the house, they're not sick anymore, and they're still rocking and rolling with their business.
Able to go with
it's
their
nice
business
to know
on
that
top of
part
it.
Of our stories are connected that way. And I think that's where, at the root of this, is a great program. I don't think I have to work real hard to sell it because it sells itself.
It's one of those, I was going to say, it's one of those things that kind of sells itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love being in the position of the weatherization intake specialist and doing things like this or other community events to make people aware, because the more people are aware, you see them going, that's a really good idea. I should look at that. And I'm thinking, yeah. We're helping you look after one of the biggest investments of your life, where you raise your family, where you live. But also, there's parts of our program that look out for your health, too.
Right. I mean, so it's covering many bases there.
Yeah.
And like you said, your house, I mean, it just is for, I mean, maybe if it ain't 100%, it's got to be 99.9999%.
Yeah.
That's going to be your biggest investment you ever make
yep.
in your life is your house.
Yeah.
So, and it's great to have you here doing this kind of stuff, because that's what we talked about a little bit before, too. These kinds of things, it gives an opportunity for people. A lot of people, I think, have these different kinds of things on their minds, but it's like, where do you go? What do you do?
Right.
I don't know what to do about it. And so it kind of just gets left dishearteningly by the wayside, because it's like, well, I don't know what to do. And so to have you here today to be able to proclaim it for everyone, it's like, hey, listen, there are things available.
Yeah, the HDC
absolutely.
Does a lot of good work for people, various programs, so I would invite folks to check out the website there. And again, that's www.hdc-carol.org, or to give us a call at 800-843-6394, because there's two different ways to get a hold of us to see about weatherization, but I would love for you to check out and see what other programs we might have there for you.
That you
or
yeah.
yeah, and especially at times when I tell people my age, I'm not going to tell you my age, but it's it's middle of the road.
I was going to say we're hanging pretty close together.
Yeah, we're hanging pretty close together.
You
know, we're dealing with older parents and transitions of life and things like that, and sometimes we have to sort of talk our parents or grandparents into things,
yep.
right, and explain
yep.
to them this is not what the and so I think it's beneficial for us to take a look at, not just for ourselves, but there anybody in our friendship or
that
our family circle that would benefit from things like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So whether it's weatherization or anything else, I just think it's people helping people, community people helping others, and I think that there's a lot of different programs out there that we don't see a billboard for.
Right.
So come
right.
take a look at it, because we'd love to connect with you and
right.
our community.
Absolutely. And like you said, being able to do stuff like this, it helps, because advertising isn't cheap, and you want the money you got to be able to do as much good as you can with it.
Yeah.
So being able to, I'm glad you were able to come in today and talk with us about that.
Me too. I'm so thankful for the opportunity, and we got things on track, and I sincerely hope that so many people take the incentive that we have. You get a little something extra for yourself, but at the same time, to just really invest in your life again at no cost to you, because again, it's a grant. I want to make it very clear, this isn't a loan program.
No,
it's
right.
a grant. So this is no cost to you. It'll take a little bit of time, sure
yeah,
but that's
hey,
the only investment you make.
Well, and that's I'm not trying to Bogart and
yeah.
listen to me but just to verify everything you're saying is that it's not just empty words, because I've done it. Me and my family have done it, and it wasn't a loan. We
yep.
didn't have to pay anything back. We were in a situation where our income was kind of taking a hit at the time, and it was very stressful, I'm sure,
yep.
many people, because it's like, yeah, I know we got to do this and that, but how
right.
And then my wife found this, and it was like, it was a real blessing, you could call it,
yeah.
or a real fortunate situation.
Hope is a big part of how we guide our agency, is providing hope for people.
Absolutely.
So this is a way to get through
that's what people need.
Yeah.
The world can be a disheartening place. So
for sure.
Anytime you can find a little hope, a little bit of a beacon out there, and raise, that's the other thing. That's another nice thing. You can raise people's spirits through it.
Yep, absolutely. Well, and Nick, I appreciate you saying that, because it helps not only for this, but the integrity of obviously what we're saying, and the listener following base that you've built up, that listen to you and are familiar
yeah,
with you,
yeah.
is to know that, yes, you're a human being that they know, they're familiar with, that's a local person. This isn't just some, testimony from someone they don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's
this
not
is,
just a sales
yeah,
pitch.
Absolutely.
It's,
this
it's,
is somebody you've had the work done, you've been through the experience.
Deal. Yeah.
It wasn't invasive. There's some information we need to get, but it was just, you're glad you did it. And I think that's what we're going to find, is that the people that we help are glad they did it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's one of those things where, you might have some reservations about going in, just like you do with anything new that you haven't encountered. But I can promise you, you get through it, and you have none of those concerns afterwards, and you think, geez, would have known about this sooner, I wish. It works out great in the end.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the big, it's funny you say that, is I wish I would have known about it sooner. And like, we're trying to get the message out.
Well, and that's not, let me make clear, that's not on you guys,
right,
too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things where when you find out about it, no matter when you find out about it, you always think, man, if I'd have known about that sooner, I could have saved myself.
Yeah, and naturally you tell
little.
Other people about it because you're like, hey, this was a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think that's, Nick, I think that's kind of it. You know, it's like I said, it's through the Energy Department, State of Michigan, and it's a grant. So it's free if you can qualify for it. It's income-based. So give us a call at that 800-843-6394 number or check out our website, and we would be happy to talk with you, answer some questions, and see if we can get you qualified and kind of go from there.
Absolutely. And the website, again, hdc-caro.org.
Yep.
And also the Facebook page.
That's
the
right.
HDC Community Action Agency you can find on Facebook. So lots of avenues.
Yeah, and you can message us there. And like I said, it might take a different avenue because we'll have to get the message and call you back. But
sure,
by all means, if you reach out to us, we'll connect with you for sure.
It'll be gotten to for sure.
Yeah, we have a great weatherization team, so we're eager to try to match people with our program and needs. And we got crews that are ready, trained, and willing to go.
Absolutely. So... Well, thank you. I think, do we get covered?
I think
so. To get covered?
I think, you know, now would just be people wondering, how come you're saying the same thing over and over and over? So I think we're pretty good. I think a lot of us have got it out there.
Repetition makes it.
Yeah, stick. Right.
Well, listen, Matt, thank you so much again for stopping in today. It's a real pleasure. And we'll leave you with that, folks, and give us just a little bit, and we'll be getting into your news and weather updates.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this What Do You Think edition.
Yeah, now I know stuff.
And be sure to keep your ears tuned closely to AM 1340 and 94.1 FM for our next What Do You Think program.